Hey, welcome back into Road Dog Live. I'm Casey Phillips coming to you live. It is the Wednesday Hump Day edition. And joining me on the show today is Tim Norlin. He is of Rail Transport Incorporated. Tim, great to see you again.
Hey, good to be here. Happy to be in hot Nashville.
I know it is. Well, wow. I don't know what it was, man. For some reason, I was sweating profusely whenever I opened the door for you. So now I'm cooled down now.
I brought that refreshing cool Wisconsin air with me.
There you go, man. Great to see you. Now, I hear that there's been some big changes. Talk about that.
Yeah. You know, drivers change jobs every once in a while. So I thought, if they can do it, why can't I do it? And found a new opportunity with the wonderful folks at Rail Transport out of Marshfield, Wisconsin.
That's awesome. That's awesome. The craziest thing about that company is how they spell their name, I think.
Yeah, we'll just say we are pronounced rail.
You pronounce rail.
Just like railroad. We don't spell it that way. It's R-O-E-H-L.
Just
think rail.
You know, it's funny because we get promotions all the time and we read them. And for the first 2 months or so, the folks in New York had to phonetically write that out because I guess folks were pronouncing it all kinds of different ways.
Yeah.
Roll.
Right.
Reel.
Yeah.
But it's rail.
It is rail.
That's wonderful. So what's your new title?
I am the Vice President of Driver Employment.
All right.
At Rail, and drivers that know Rail. Rail's got a great reputation in the industry as a great place to get your start in trucking. They take graduates from driving schools and have an awesome, just probably one of the best training programs I've ever seen, and I've been in the industry a long time.
Gotcha.
I'm there to help them on the experienced driver side. I learned something really interesting about Rail Transport that blew my mind.
Okay.
Okay, you know carriers have 1 million and 2 million, and some have 3 million mile safe drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Rail Transport has 4 million and a 5 million mile safe driver. So that says something about the company right there.
Yeah. There's something to be said for getting with an outfit and sticking with them.
Right.
So that's not cumulative over a career. That's with
Rail. Yeah. So that is his career. he started there and he's been there his entire career. And it's just fantastic to see. In fact, I was overwhelmed by the longevity of all of the drivers. You know, I think an average truck driver in the industry stays less than a year with a carrier.
Yeah.
Not at Rail. They train a lot of folks and those folks move on for greener pastures, but a lot of them come back to us. And, I want to encourage some of the experienced drivers out there that just haven't found their home yet to look at what we have to offer.
Gotcha. Tim Norlin's with Rail Transport Incorporated, and he's visiting with us today. And when it comes to the training that you talked about, that's of particular interest because I do know that there's a lot of folks that complain about the situation out on the highways today. It's a dangerous place to call your place of work.
Right.
When you say that it has a great training, they have a great training program at Rail, what does that mean? What does the training look like at Rail?
It's weeks long, and it's paid training. We keep the driver's attention. We don't want them worrying about their bills and things back home. So we take our sweet time with them, put them through very intensive classroom training. The Railway is a program that we have, and it's expect the expected. You know how other drivers operate out there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be prepared and expect it. And there are things that drivers can do to drive safely and avoid those hazardous situations, be it a 7 second following distance to, just being aware and slowing down a little bit when we're in heavy traffic. The trainers that we have been with the company for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be with the company for many, many, many years to be a trainer or an instructor.
Okay.
So that's
very good.
That's fantastic. And, student hiring makes up a pretty good chunk of our hires, but we really like the experienced drivers. They can come on board and have an instant gratification in some of the high earnings paychecks that we offer. And obviously, our late model equipment is some of the best on the road out there.
Late model equipment. Oh, that opens the door.
Yeah, I know. It does. It does. But actually, the average age of our trucks is like 14 months. So okay. It's really, really good.
Hey, yeah. Well, you know, when I was selling trucks, we were hoping to help companies get to an 18-month average age.
Right.
And so if you're talking 14 months, that's a pretty good turn on that equipment.
Yeah, about every 3 years.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What are they running? Is it pretty much a hodgepodge of vehicles? Or
really just a couple of brands, Navistar and also Freightliner.
Okay.
Yep. And it depends on whether the driver is interested in running on our dry van fleet, our refrigerated fleet, or our flatbed or curtain side fleets.
Okay.
As to what kind of equipment they may be operating.
Lots of different opportunities in there.
Absolutely.
Depending on the payload. Is it team, solo driver? You guys looking for both?
Solo, dedicated. We have solo over the road, solo regional, various parts of the country. And we have a number of dedicated positions, over 300 dedicated jobs right now at Rail. And our drivers love that. Drivers are getting home weekly. Of course, we have the what we've coined as the Your Choice pay plan. And rather than drivers getting an annual increase, drivers can give themselves a raise every quarter just based on how they operate, you know, deliver on time, drive safely, run a certain number of miles, and have the tools. You've heard me talk before about tools in the toolbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Every tool gets you a little bit more, a TWIC card, a passport, a hazmat certification, all those things. And, of course, we pay on practical route miles, too, which is huge.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's another beef. It sounds like you guys are hitting on a lot of the, well, I wouldn't call it low hanging fruit, because obviously we've been seeing these things for a long time. It's that you're actually grabbing the fruit and you're doing something with it.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And you know, when I got over there, folks, I was meeting the folks at Rail and a great bunch of people over there. And I said, I am so excited to be here. And you guys must really be excited about, you know, what you sell to drivers. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, like the practical route miles. Well, doesn't everybody do that? And I said, no, not everybody does that.
Dude,
everybody needs to do that.
Don't tell them that, man. I mean, because you know how the accountants get in there.
Right.
I'm not saying that would happen, but it's just one of those deals. I've been with companies that have been run by the comptroller.
Right.
And it's all about, hey, how can we increase profits? And really, it's not about profit because.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Time out.
Correct me.
It is about profits. You know why? Because our drivers get profit sharing.
Oh, well, there you go. We'll talk about it because I don't know.
Yes, our drivers do get a percentage depending on the company's performance for the year, and they share the profits with every single employee at the company. That's something that Rick Rail, our owner, is a firm believer in, and they do a fantastic job with it. And
that is
why we have so many drivers that have been with us for so many years. We take care of them. Rail's a career destination, not just another driving job or notch in the bedpost.
But they would take you right out of driver school.
Absolutely.
So they want you to be that 5 million mile safe driver.
We do.
Yeah.
Yep.
It reminds me, I went to work for a woodworking company out of high school, and I was already slated to go to college. And they had one of those profit-sharing deals where every hour you worked, they gave you a point. And at the end of 10 years, they paid you a dollar for every point. So you had guys getting, you know, that's about $2,000 a year, basically.
Right.
So you're talking about getting a check after 10 years for 20 grand.
Right.
It almost made me quit school because I'm thinking, heck, you know, I can go and just work towards that. Once I get that, then I can decide what I want to do.
Sure.
And, you know, after your 10 years with the company, why not stay for the duration? So the profit sharing is a great idea.
It really is. And, of course, we reward the drivers with vacation and great benefits as well.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one thing that I think is really, really unique about Rail Transport that really sets us apart from the others is our owner, Rick Rail, is also a professional truck driver. And I know other company owners have their CDL, have driven at some point, but Rick doesn't just have a CDL in his pocket. Rick jumps in a truck and runs freight for a week or 2 weeks on his own and visits with our customers and visits with our drivers out on the road. And it's pretty cool because you never know when you're going to run into Rick at a fuel stop or a customer location. And the customers are amazed by that too. And it gives Rick, a real good feel for what our drivers are dealing with out mm-hmm. there on the road. And he comes back with ideas. Hey, I experienced this, you know, be it a parking problem or having to pay for showers. Maybe we do something mm-hmm. to get our drivers free showers. Just the little things that make life better for the drivers out there. But it's
undercover
great.
Boss.
It is. It really is.
Really fantastic. I mean, that's the coolest thing I think I've ever heard. Man, yeah. That he does that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Somebody needs to document that and put it on like a vlog or something. FaceTime Live now or Facebook Live, whatever.
Right, yeah.
You know, him going up to a shipper and... But if you had a camera crew, it'd probably blow it. You know?
It would blow it. Everybody would know something was going on.
You need the spy glasses, there. You know, with a little camera on the side.
Sure.
And document that stuff. Huh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Tim Norlins with Rail Transport Incorporated. He's hanging out with us a little bit, talking about his new opportunity and some of the opportunities for you. Profit sharing. Those are two very important words, I think, to take home with you today. If you have questions and you want to talk with Tim, give us a call. 8888-ROAD-DOG is the number. 888-876-2336. So, Tim, whenever it comes down to the specific geographies you're looking to help out right now, mm-hmm. are there any specific places that you're thinking of, and how should folks get in touch with you about those?
Yeah, the best place to go look and find out what's available in your area is to go to our website, which is rail.jobs, and that's spelled ROEHL.jobs, and you'll see a list of all our open positions right now. We have a number of dedicated positions that have just come opened up. We have, and a lot of these guys are making $70,000 or more per year.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular is if you live out west in the Medford, Oregon or Salt Lake City, Utah area, and you want to pull a flatbed or a curtain side and haul some lumber products, we've got something going on out there that is very lucrative. We rarely have openings on it. Turnover on that fleet is very, very low, but the customer's given us some new lanes, and we're trying to get those filled real quick. We do a lot in the retail sector, distribution center type work for a major retailer out of the Rockford, Illinois area. And it's great. If you don't like running into the cities, this is a fantastic opportunity for you because it goes from Rockford, Illinois, west into Nebraska, the Dakotas, Wyoming, Colorado. So you're avoiding all that traffic. And, of course, we've got other dedicated opportunities throughout the Midwest and the Northeast as well, mm-hmm. and some in the Southeast in Texas.
Okay, wonderful.
Yep.
When it comes down to it, that website again is www.rail.jobs. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
All right, sweet. Now, there's a big acronym out there that I'm sure is ingrained in everybody's gray matter right now, and it's ELD. So tell me a little bit about how the trucks are equipped.
We've got ELDs. I can't tell you a whole lot about them. I haven't been there that long to learn all the details, but we've been on E-logs for quite a while, and our drivers are very, very happy with them. So we're all set. We're going to be in compliance. So,
just as far as your personal thoughts on the changeover into ELDs and trends in the industry, I wonder what your thoughts are on this idea. Do you think that there is going to be a big move more towards companies and lease operations where the company would pay for the ELD and get people in compliance with that reg coming here in December?
With independent contractors,
owner-operators?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I know we do it now, and a lot of companies do. I think we'd be more than willing to help them out.
It just seems like there's going to be a lot of people, and I've heard from a lot of people that are throwing their hands up, like, this is my invitation out of the industry. But instead of giving up on that CDL and giving up on all those years that you put into the industry, why not go to a company and say, hey, this is a good outfit. I know the people who are hiring Tim Norlin.
Absolutely.
And let's make a run at it, and you can help them with the ELD compliance.
Sure.
Because that's a biggie, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just sitting around waiting until March time frame to find out how this thing shakes out. And mm-hmm. I think that there's going to be a lot of folks that hang it up. But
mm-hmm.
that doesn't have to be the final answer.
Right.
Doesn't have to be the final answer.
Exactly.
Tim Norlin is with Rail Transport. He's hanging out with us a little bit today. If you want to talk with him, 8888 Road Dog is the number. I might even ask you to play a round of blackjack with me.
Ooh.
Who knows?
Let's go.
Do you want to play one? I don't know how much time we got left. No, we got plenty of time. Maybe in a minute. Let's talk a little bit more about what you guys got going on.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to it, you make moves. You've been with the company how long now?
6 weeks. Going on 6 weeks.
6 weeks. All right. Very good. And have you been traveling around to all the different locations and getting to know folks?
No, I've been hanging. This is my first trip out of Marshfield. I've been hanging close to the corporate office and getting to know the people and the company and the organization and how they do things. You know, that's important when you're the head of recruiting to know everything. And I still don't. I got a lot of studying to do
yet.
Oh,
sure.
But it's coming along real nice. Fantastic people, I got to tell you. Very, very supportive. Drivers have, every driver that I've interacted with has had very, very good things to say about the company. And, you know, just like with a driver, it's important to do your homework before you make a career change. Mm-hmm. And I did mine. And, you know, I was hearing some very, very positive things and thought I could bring something to them to help them move to the next threshold, so to speak.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
I'm pulling on some comments I've received in the past after having these types of conversations. And so some of the things that drivers want to hear about are pets. They want to hear about smoking policies. Are you versed to talk about some of those types of things with us today?
I am. We do have a pet policy. Okay. There are some limitations on pet size. The pets must be spayed or neutered.
No Great Danes.
No Great Danes.
Three or four Great Danes,
right,
in the car with you.
Yeah. And this is where I get into the gray a little bit. I'm not quite sure of the weight, the size restriction on the animals. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak incorrectly, so I would defer to one of our recruiters, mm-hmm, or we call them driver employment specialists. The DESs, the dreaded DESs. Yes, but they're all wonderful people. But there is a size restriction, and we do require a deposit for the pets in case of any damage, and obviously the cleaning fees. So when the driver switches trucks, you know, a truck that's had an animal in it, no matter how good the animal is, still requires a little bit of additional cleaning, mm-hmm, to make it ready for the next person. So great rider policy, age 10, you can take a rider with you. Very reasonable cost for the insurance. Smoking, non-smoking trucks, both.
Okay.
So we're doing our best to accommodate. There's getting to be fewer and fewer smokers, which, you know, it wasn't that long ago, 10 years ago, probably 95% of drivers smoked, and it's probably down under 70% now.
I was hoping you were going to go with 50.
Well, hey, I don't think we're quite there
yet.
Baby steps. Absolutely.
Yeah, St. Christopher Fund is starting rigs without cigs. An assistance program where you can, you know, sign up with them and they can help you to get out. The best thing I ever did, I don't know if you were a smoker, but that's one of the best things I ever did, was get away from the cigarettes.
Absolutely. Yep. Very proud. Very proud that I'm an ex-smoker.
Yeah. Yeah. So, me too. How long did you smoke?
Oh, boy. I smoked for 18 years.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that's about the same
as
me.
It's been about 15 years since I quit.
Okay, I got to know the brand. I was a Camel Lights guy. What'd you smoke?
I was a Marlboro Lights guy.
Were you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marlboro Reds,
Camel Unfiltered, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
No. So when it comes down to talking about smoking, there are folks who are really focused on driver health.
Absolutely.
It's been a big push. Is there anything going on at Rail with health initiatives? Are they rewarding drivers?
Absolutely. We do health risk assessments on all of our employees. If you do one and you go through a program and maybe you have a chronic illness and you work with us, you get a discount on your health insurance,
mm-hmm,
which is real nice. For drivers. And, you know, you mentioned the St. Christopher's Fund. That is one thing that really impressed me with Rail Transport. We have a Team Rail Cares, and it's a fund that the employees actually donate to help their fellow employees, drivers, non-drivers alike. You know, if somebody in a time of need, they make an application to the committee that determines whether, yes, that's something we really need to help that employee with. You know, maybe Right now, we just had a big fundraiser at work. One of our mechanics' daughters was diagnosed with leukemia, a little girl, two or three years old. And we've been having fundraisers the last couple of weeks. And you don't see that in companies very much anymore, where everybody helps everybody else out. And it's really cool. And of course, the company pitches in as well.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
It seems that just thinking about how long we've had conversations and had a friendship, it seems like the good news keeps coming from you.
I love it.
Saying? Every time I talk to you, it's like, man, that's really cool. The things that you have been around and been a part of, and it sounds like you've found a really good spot.
Yeah, and if you haven't noticed, I'm the kind of guy that gravitates to those kinds of places and those kinds of things that make a driver's life better and more fulfilling. And, when I heard 5 million mile driver, I was like, wow, that impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
The three-time ATA Safety Award winners at Rail tells me they really value safety, which they do. Safety is their cornerstone of everything that they do, and everybody lives and breathes it every day. I spent one entire day of training with our drivers in the railway of safe driving, and those that have been through it know it's a fantastic program. To making $70,000+ a year, we're getting closer to what drivers really deserve to make. For as hard as they work, I don't want to see drivers making $35,000 or $40,000. So when I heard $70,000, I jumped. It's like, that's the kind of place I want to work.
Yeah,
let's take
good.
Care of them.
You got any weekend dedicated runs out of Nashville? I might be able to.
I'll work on that for you.
I'm kidding.
I'll work on that.
Tim Norland's with us. He's with Rail Transport Incorporated. Let's go to the phones. We got somebody wants to say hello. Nick in Iowa. Nick, what's going on, brother?
Hey, nothing to it, man. We're having tons of fun.
Good deal. You're on live with Tim Norland.
Hey, Mr. Tim.
How are you?
Pretty good, Tim. Hey, welcome aboard to the big red machine here. Let me tell you, I drive for Rail Transport. I've been here 14 years. I am a million-mile safe driver. I love Rail. And by the way, next year I will retire at Rail.
I hate to hear that you're retiring. I want to keep you around as long as I can. But congratulations and thank you for everything that you do. That's the one thing, and being there 14 years, we all at Rail, we all realize that without drivers like you, the rest of us have nothing to do. So thank you very, very much.
Let me also, too, tell you, Tim, I might be the driver out here, but I need backbone and need support and everything else. I call them up. I ask them a question. They help me out. Many times in the middle of the night or whatever, I get stuck doing this or doing that, and you just need someone to talk to get you from point A to point B. They are there, even on a holiday. And I hate working holidays. And anybody that knows me knows I hate working holidays. But they do cover. And there is somebody there that I can get in touch with. That's why I like Rail. We are family. We are family.
That I definitely have picked up on that. Absolutely. Yep.
Nick, I got a question for you. I was going to ask Tim this question, but I thought since he's so wet behind the ears with Rail, he might not know. But you can answer it for sure after being there for so long, for 14 years. Talk a little bit about the service and how you guys work your preventive maintenance. What are the service intervals at Rail? Where do you get your service done? Is there a comprehensive network of service facilities? Do you use some of the retail outlets? What's the gist there?
Well, a lot of times we run through the terminals to do our maintenance, and there are 35,000, and they normally do it that you get a 10-hour break, and they have a lot of the terminals have a place for you to bunkhouse. We call it a bunkhouse. It's a bed, place to lay down while they work on your truck, and next morning you have your 10-hour break over, your truck's done, service, back on the road. If you break down on the road, you call maintenance, and maintenance support will send you to a location. They'll call the location, set it all up. All you do is drive in and say, hey, my name's Mick, and they already know you drive for Rail Transport, and they're waiting on you, and they take care of the problem. They don't let you sit. I know one time, short story for you, I was out in Oklahoma, and it was 14 below. My heater didn't work in the truck. I called up and told them I needed someone to fix it. They said, get in a taxi, go to the motel, and we'll pay the motel. And I'll tell you what, that it sure kept me warm that night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that sounds, that all sounds good, man. When it comes down to it, tires being what they are, a lot of tire issues out on the road. National accounts, how quickly can you get a pop tire repair?
If I call in there and tell them I have a tire problem right now, a low tire or a flat tire and nothing flat, they'll send me to the nearest, closest tire service on that national account. And all I do is sign the paperwork and go. I don't pay anything. It's all taken care of through them, of course. But nothing flat. They take care of it. I have high praises for their service. You know, you've got Terminal down in Gary. They got Marshfield. They got it down in Georgia. Them boys work their tails off to keep me rolling. And believe me, sometimes people don't do that. Other companies don't do that. I told you I was retiring next year, so you know I got to be in my 60s. So here's the thing. I've been driving for a couple years longer than 14, but every time you turn around, you always have to wait, lose a day's pay. I'm out here to make money. I make my money and go home. I want to spend my time with my wife, my family, my kids, my grandkids. That's what I want to do. I don't want to be sitting along the road waiting for someone to wake up and say, well, maybe we'll get Nick off the road today. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Nick, what fleet are you running on right now?
I'm on 7473, and I'll tell you, I'm running out of St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
So
are you on
the
dry van or refrigerated fleet?
Dry van.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story with me. And the next time you're in Marshfield, please stop by my office and say hello.
Well, Tim, I sure will. Everybody in Marshfield knows Nick. I can tell you that now. walk down and talk to Brandon. Just say, hey, Brandon, you know Mick?
Will do.
Awesome. Good to hear from you, man. And we have got to take a quick time out. You're listening to Road Dog Live. I'm Casey Phillips hanging out with Tim Norland, and we'll be back on Sirius XM. And with that, we are kicking off the second hour. I'm Casey Phillips hanging out with you, and it's the Hump Day edition of the show. And since it's the first Wednesday I've been here for the month, we are running the Road Dog Live Game Day. Again, I will say it for legal's edification. We are not giving away cash. We're not giving away prizes. We are giving away bragging rights. Oh, yes. And the winner today gets the coveted Road Dog Live handicap parking sticker, which means that when you call in and you're the big winner, you don't have to wait on the phone lines for an hour or an hour and a half. You get that first handicap spot and you get the short walk to the store. So let's go ahead and get into it. I have invited Mr. Tim Norland of Rail Transport Inc. to stay with us for the startup. We're going to get you into this thing. I have to ask you before we get into it, Tim, are you a poker player or do you like casinos, blackjack and whatnot?
No.
Okay, so you're not experienced.
I go to the casinos once in a great while, and card games are not my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's very simple. I'm going to start you with a nut of $50. You have $50 in your hand. We're going to play five hands of blackjack.
Okay.
It's just going to be you versus me. I'm the dealer. I play by house rules. I do take all ties, but I have to hit on 16. I have to stay on 17.
Okay.
All right? And blackjack, if you get a blackjack, it pays time and a half. So
you bet.
With your $50, I got to ask you, how much do you want to wager on this first hand?
Let's go
$10. I got to get all set up now.
All right,
Mr. Norland. $10 coming at you, and here is your card. I'm going to just deal you face up.
That's fine.
Because it doesn't matter. You start with a 10. You got a 13. The dealer is showing a 14.
Uh-huh.
So what would you like to do there, Mr. Tim?
I think I'm going to have to take a hit on that.
You're going
to
hit it.
I'm going to hit 13.
All right.
Yep.
And
I'm
out.
Right. And that's why I don't play blackjack.
Yes. Well, I had 12. I may have busted as well.
That's
so we're
going to
keep on rolling. So you are at $40. How much you want to go for the second hand?
We're going to go 10.
$10 again. Mr. Conservative. You see that, folks? He's a conservative guy. I don't want to work for a guy like that. All right, we got a 9, and we got a 10. You're looking at 19. Dealer's showing a 12. What would you like to do?
I will stay.
You don't want to double down?
No, sir.
All right, dealer has a 7, Dealer has an 8 or 18 as he turned an ace, and I got a stick on the 18. So, oh, wait, it's soft, so I think I can keep hitting.
There you, yeah.
Do you know the rules? If the dealer gets an ace, does he have to – see, I don't know the rules.
No, go ahead.
Okay,
you can hit.
8 or 18, I'm going to hit it again.
Oh.
And then there is an 8, a 9, a 17. You win. All right. We got through
it. I'm back to 50.
You are back to 50. I'm going to have to make up my own rules from here on out.
Yep.
When the player is making the rules and the house loses, it means that I got to make the rules.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Here's your third hand.
No, wait a minute. What am I betting? I'm betting 25.
All right, betting 25.
Yep.
Here we go. Got a 3.
Oh, boy.
And you're looking at an 11.
I like that.
I'm showing a king. All right. And there's no insurance. We can't do the whole insurance thing. So I'm showing a king. You are showing 11. What would you like to do?
I better take a hit.
You don't want to double that?
No,
11?
I don't.
All right,
nope, I'm not
go.
A doubler. Oh, I should have. Dang it. That's good.
All right, I got a 15, and I bust.
You bust.
So you are now sitting at $75. That's pretty good.
That's pretty
okay,
good.
Okay, this is fourth hand, so what do you want to bet?
We're going to go 25 again.
Going strong. What if you win, man?
If you
win the whole day, that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. There's your 7.
All right.
And he's got a 17, folks. Dealer is showing a 3. So what would you like to do with that 17?
We're going
to
sit right there on 17.
All right. Dealer has a 12. No, that's an 11. And 18.
18.
All right. You
Very
lost
nice.
25, sucker. Yeah. All right.
I'm back to 50.
You're back to 50. Here is your last hand,
all
Tim.
Right.
What
well,
would you like
I'm,
to do?
I'm all in.
All right.
Got to go all in.
I figured you'd do that. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Last hand. You got a 3. You got an 11.
I like that.
I'm showing a jack. What would you like to do with that?
Let's give me a hit.
That is an 18.
Yeah.
Dealer got 20.
See, I set the bar low.
You set the bar low.
There you
low.
Go.
And that's how it's done, man. Hey, I appreciate you, Tim. We're going to go ahead and say goodbye to Tim. He's with Rail Transport. And when we get back, we're going to go ahead and get into this thing all hog wild. It is the Hump Day Edition. I know a lot of you have been very patient. And so we're going to get it right after this. You're listening to Road Dog Live.